on, y'all can do better than that. Good evening. Much better, much better. So I want to, everybody know who I am? I'm the associate pastor, Pastor Starr. I'm here to welcome you to Village Baptist Church and to our Christmas Eve service. We've gathered here, of course, to remember and to celebrate, and I do mean celebrate, the birth of our Savior. And I just want to, my prayer is that you will feel that God is with us, that Emmanuel is with us. I have a few announcements here with me. The nursery is available for infants and small children. The Christmas offering for Global Missions, there's an offering. Can you pull that up for me? There's a special Christmas envelope. Yes! Crowd participation helps. Can you see them? Wave them around for our guests. Thank you so much. There's also regular envelopes in your pew for the church budget, but we have a couple of special envelopes, and I wanted to make that known to you. We're going to be lighting the candle during the silent night. I'm told that you're only to dip the unlighted candle to avoid wax drips. I didn't write this. So we're lighting the candles during silent night, and you're dipping the unlighted candle to avoid wax drips. Does that make sense to everyone? We're getting nods of agreement. Amen. The coffee bar, that's another word that you can say, amen. Then I'll know that we're on the right track. So amen. Amen. It is so. There's a coffee bar in the fellowship hall after the service for those who want to visit with us. We certainly welcome you. There are tons of types of coffee. Drink up. Worship on Sunday is at 8:20 and 11 o'clock. We invite you to come and worship with us. And then we have a watch night service on New Year's Eve at 11 p.m. And I do believe that I'm preaching. I hear that I'm really good. That's not. Amen. See, somebody is in the spirit. Amen. Poinsettias are in the front. If you purchase a poinsettia, please take them home tonight. You don't want them to go home with me because they will die. I have the touch of death. They won't make it. And if you forgot what you ordered, the list is on the bulletin board across from the coat room. There's also a white Toyota, and the interior lights are on. I'm charging you $5 for that announcement, just so you know. That's not on the announcements. Oh, well. God be with them. Can we now pray? Absolutely. So we welcome the Spirit of God into this sacred house of worship to dwell with us and to live within us. God, come into this place and reveal to us the gift that is your Son in new and exciting ways while we worship, pray, and listen to your messengers. You are the best gift and giver, giving to us your Son, our life, and the light of our existence. We pray that our true selves would not remain hidden, but that you would unwrap us tonight, revealing the gift of yourself in us so that we would give you all the glory. Amen.
Tonight, our reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, the verses 2 and 6. The people who walk in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen.
Thank you. the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy. He will be called Son of God, and now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until his son had been born, and named them Jesus.
Thank you.
set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she had entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you, young woman, and blessed are the fruit in your womb. And why has this happened to me, with that the mother of the Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "The soul magnifies the Lord, and the spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor in the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and set the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home.
All is well. All In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken by Quirinius, while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known that had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Now, really quickly, I want to give you directions on Away in the Manger. We're going to sing the first verse, and please join us for verse 2 and 3.
Oh, Stay here, and let's have any other children come up and join us on the platform. Y'all can sit down. Anybody else want to come up and join us? Well, this is the night we've all been waiting for. This is Christmas Eve, the night that Jesus was born. And to help me tell the Christmas story, I have a special friend here who's traveled a long, long way. In fact, he's traveled so far that he's very tired. And he's taking a little nap. And he's taking a little nap right here in the manger. Do you think we can wake him up? His name is Smiley. So if we all say it together, if we all say it, wake up Smiley, maybe he'll wake up and we can talk to him. Shall we try it? Wake up Smiley. Say it again. Wake up Smiley. Maybe a little bit louder.
Wake up, Smiley!
Well, look at what? This is my friend, Smiley the Coyote. And he's come all the way from Bethlehem to be with us tonight. Now, he's a friendly coyote. He doesn't bite. Would you like to pet him? And if you want to give him a little pet, pat him on the head a little bit. Doesn't he have kind of soft fur? You want to pet him? Smiley, we are so glad to have you with us tonight. Here he is. Well, gee, Pastor B, I'm glad to be here too. Now, who are all these little people? Well, Smiley, these are not little people. These are boys and girls who've come to church tonight to help us celebrate the birth of Jesus. Well, golly, Pastor B. I know all about that. Well, Smiley, can you tell us what you know about the birth of Jesus? Yes, sirree, Pastor B. It was a long, long time ago, and it was a very dark night. It was, Smiley. How do you know it was so dark? Well, I was there. You mean you were outside at night? Yes, siree, Pastor B. Where were you outside? I was in the fields outside Bethlehem. And what were you doing in those fields outside Bethlehem, Smiley? I was watching the sheep. That's all I did. Watch the sheep, watch the sheep, watch the sheep. And you know what? There were some shepherds watching the sheep too. Why was that, Smiley? Well, they knew I was watching the sheep. You know, a fella's got to eat. Okay, Smiley, let's get back to the story here. It was a dark night. Then what? Well, all I could see were the stars in the sky, and there was one star that was so bright, I could almost see the day. Yes, go on. Then suddenly, there was an even brighter light in the sky. And it was an angel. Smiley, I bet you were scared.
We were all scared. I'd never seen an angel before. But what happened next? Did the angel say anything? Yeah! The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that'll be in all the people." Wow, Smiley, I bet you were excited. I was so excited, I almost let out a little yelp. Well, what happened next? The angel said, "This will be a sign. You'll see a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
A baby in a manger. Sound like a pretty good place to sleep, Smiley.
Oh, I wasn't sleeping that night, Pastor B. I was so excited. And then with the angels, they were a bunch of angels, and they all started singing.
Well, what do they sing?
They sang, "Glory to God in the highest!" The highest! "And on earth, peace."
Peace on earth, Pastor B. Peace on earth. Well, that sounded like a great message, Smiley. What happened next?
Pastor B, the shepherds left their sheep and went to Bethlehem.
That doesn't sound like a very smart thing to do, leaving sheep with critters like you around.
Pastor B, I couldn't help myself. I left the sheep too. And I went to Bethlehem to see this thing the angel told us about.
So you followed the shepherds into Bethlehem, and then what?
Pastor B, I looked, and there was Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in a manger.
Well, Smiley, that sounds wonderful.
Pastor B, that was the most wonderful thing I have ever seen.
Well, Smiley, what do you think it all means?
Pastor B, I know what it means. It means that God loves the world so much that he gave his son.
Wow.
And if God loves the world, that means he loves everybody in the world, even critters like me.
Well, Smiley, I think you understand exactly what Christmas is all about. God so loved the world that he gave his son for everybody. Merry Christmas, Smiley.
Merry Christmas, Pastor B. And Merry Christmas to all you little people. And Merry Christmas to all you big people, too.
Merry Christmas indeed. After the service, if you want to come see Smiley again, he'll be up here and you can come see him, okay? Let's pray together. Let's have a prayer. Prayer before you go. Our Father, we thank you that you gave us the best gift you could give, the gift of your Son, Jesus. And we thank you that his coming brings peace in our hearts and peace on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may go back to your seats. You're above me again, aren't you?
forward amid the snows upon a winter night. Was born the child, the Christmas rose, the King of love and light. The angels sing, the shepherds sing, the grateful earth rejoiced. And at his blessed birth, the stars their exaltation voiced. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not cover it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. God bless the reading of his word.